Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Renee Lowe checking in again from the Queen's Lair. The Queen's Lair is a lifestyle podcast and radio show. As I said before, you guys know that we talk about everything in here. A lot of it has to do with entrepreneurship, just small business in general. We also will touch on natural hair because, as you guys also know, I'm the curator of Blackberry Naturals. And that is our networking arm of the business. So we do a lot of networking events with entrepreneurs who are in the natural organic world. But I just wanted to come to you guys. It is May 31st. We are 5 months into, 5 months over. 5 months is over of 2016. So I wanted to come through and talk to you guys and kind of give a little rundown of some ways that we can check in with ourselves and see how we're doing with our goals and our accomplishments. So since we're almost through to the mid-year, we know June is the sixth month of the year, and we'll be halfway through the year, so we're almost there. So I wanted to come to you guys with this on the last day. I was going to do something yesterday for Memorial Day, come on and say something, but I said, you know what? I'm going to actually come on the last day of May and kind of give like a little rundown that'll take us into June and kind of like kick off the summer, since this is like Memorial Day is kind of like, you know, the kickoff of the real summer season. So I just wanted to come in and check in with you guys. I had a very quiet Memorial Day. It was actually pretty good. I did not go to any cookouts or anything like that, but I just needed the rest. I definitely needed the rest. But I also wanted to share with you guys these tips because these are things that I have used for myself in my life every day that have really helped me get through a lot of different situations, especially one of the tips. I'm going to give you 7 ways to detox your life. The last, number 7, definitely listen to this entire podcast because number 7 is a major, major key. But let's start from the top. So, number 1, these are 7 ways to detox your life. Number 1, keep your thoughts positive. This means do not get yourself immersed into negative thoughts, negative comments from other people. Stay as positive as you can, even when other people want to bait you into negative conversation and negative talk. I think that social media has created a lot of keyboard bullies, as I like to call them. People talk a whole lot of crap behind screens, you know, that they probably wouldn't say to your face. So why get all riled up with people, even in comments of, I don't know, you could be commenting on a bigger brand and they put something controversial on their page and everybody starts, you know, posting their comments, you know, down in the comments section, and then you'll actually see people fighting back and forth and cussing each other out. And why involve yourself in something like that? You don't even know the person. They don't know you. You know what I mean? Obviously, the brand put that particular post up to spark conversation. But it's like we have gotten to the point now where we don't even have positive conversations anymore because it's so easy to write someone off because we're all behind computers now. We're behind, you know, texting on our phones and all of that. So keep your thoughts positive and don't have a lot of negativity around you. Number 2, this goes right along with number 1, surround yourself with positive people. And by this I mean if you have friends that are constantly on the negative, they are even if you have that friend that always calls you on the phone to discuss other people's business and to discuss and gossip and whatever, cut them off. Say you have a meeting, you got to go, your mama's on the other line, say whatever you got to say. Wrap that conversation up, you know, because if anything goes to the left with that conversation, it's going to be like, oh, well, so-and-so said, they said, nobody is ever going to say that Renee said anything, because I'm not going to engage in that type of conversation with you. And if there's anything that I'm going to say that's going to be a little bit to the left about somebody, be very sure that I can say it to their face. That is something that we all have to, we're all guilty of talking and gossiping. We've all done it. We've all done it. But that's definitely something that you want to remove yourself from, is negativity and surrounding yourself, replacing that negativity and surrounding yourself with positive people. Number three, this is a very tough one for me. Clearly define your workspace and your sleep space. So if you often, if you're a 9-to-5er and you bring home work, you know, you bring some work, you know, from home, and sometimes, you know, it goes past the 5 o'clock hour, and you have to be, you have an office in your home, and you have to be, you know, kind of on the horn doing some work at home. So no problem with that. That happens. You know, sometimes 40 hours in a week is not enough to get a lot of things done, and we do end up having to bring some of our work into our home life. But make sure that you're not spread out in your bed with all the papers, you know, that your significant other is just like feeling overwhelmed. You know, that was a very tough thing for me. I would be in bed all the time, my laptop, my cell phone, I'm texting, I'm talking, you know, it was just too much. It was just too much. So clearly define your workspace and your sleep space, because that is going to be something that it's even going to make you more relaxed when it's time to go to bed. Shut off all of that social media. I know we all are guilty of it, where we lay in bed and we're all ready for bed. We're all washed and showered up and everything is all wrapped up and ready to go, and you're in bed, and what are you doing? You got the light of the cell phone on your face because you're texting or you're scrolling through Instagram. We've all done it. We still do it every now and then. But you got to learn to shut that down at night. I'm even to the point now where I put my phone so uncomfortably far away from me, way on the other side of the nightstand, that it would be a pain in the neck for me to even reach over and get it. I would have to get out of my little comfortable groove. So it makes me not even want to reach for my phone. So clearly define your workspace and your sleep space or your relaxation space. Okay? Number four, set goals and stick to them. We come up with a whole lot of unrealistic goals. We make lists of goals all day, and we don't even stick to it. You know, it doesn't make sense to make a list of goals and don't stick to it. Sometimes we have to take our goals piece by piece. So instead of saying, I want to do this by the end of July, or I want to do this by the end of, you know, September, take your goals day by day. The night before, when you're going to bed and you're retiring for the night, get a little notepad, or maybe you can even type it into your phone before you put that phone over on the other side of the nightstand, okay? Type into your phone or write down on a notepad. Go old school. Write it down on a post-it note. The goals that you have for the next day. And it could be 3 to 5 things that you want to accomplish. If you take your goals and you break them down day by day, they may be a little bit easier to achieve. So set goals, but make sure you're sticking to those goals. Number five, this is something that we often forget to do as entrepreneurs, especially treat yourself to something nice. I'm not the type of person that I splurge very often, but when I do, I make sure that I go all out. I do a spa day for myself, and I'm not even talking about a spa day with a girlfriend. I do a spa day by myself just to clear my head, my mind. So if I'm not able to travel out of town, I'm not able to go on the friendship trips or whatever, I do a simple spa day for myself where I get a nice massage, a facial, maybe get my feet done, get my nails done. Treat yourself to something nice. Maybe it's lunch. Maybe it's just you going to lunch. But don't just go to the regular drive-thru. Go to a nice lunch where you can sit down at a nice table, and hopefully it's nice outside where it's overlooking maybe some water. Spend a little money. Go a little, upgrade your lunch a little bit and have a nice view. And go it by yourself, just the solace of just chilling out by yourself, you know. So that's number five, treat yourself to something nice. Number six. This goes right along with what I was talking about before, shutting down at the end of the night. Shut off the television. that used to be a very tough thing for me. I was one of those people that I have to have the news on. Oh, my favorite thing, this was my favorite thing, was the Weather Channel. And I know I'm not alone because there's Weather Channel music on YouTube, which is hilarious to me. And people are like, oh, my gosh, that's my favorite jam. And I'm like, there are other crazy people out there like me who listen to the Weather Channel. They love the music on the Weather Channel or Weather Scan. I think it's called Weather Scan. The channel is called Weather Scan. It could be so tempting to have that on when you're going to sleep, and I know it soothes certain people and whatever. It definitely soothes. I can't say that it didn't soothe me, but the music is soothing, but the light from the television and the fact that the TV is on and the electronic waves that are coming through the television does not allow your body to fully shut down, like how a dark room shuts your body down and your body gets used to knowing that, okay, it's time to shut off now. And you would definitely have a better sleep. So even though that music is soothing, the electronics, all the things that are on, if your laptop is on the edge of your bed, all of those things are emanating all of this, you know, electronic waves going through the air that does not allow you, your brain and your entire spirit to just shut down to be able to get a good night's rest. And I am the worst offender of that. So definitely, that's number six, shut off the television. My final point, and I said that this was one of the most important ones, this is a doozy, and I know people will get offended by it, but let me tell you, it's a major one. Number seven, remove toxic people from your life. I said it, remove those toxic people. This is not just the negative people. These are the toxic people, the ones that are doing absolutely nothing to edify your spirit. They're doing absolutely nothing to lift you up. They're doing absolutely nothing to support you. They're doing absolutely nothing to make you be a better you. Why are you continuing to look for approval from people who don't even love themselves? Get away from those toxic people. Get away from those people who are man haters, women haters, whatever. Get away from those type of people. That's beyond being negative. I'm talking those real toxic folks. And sometimes it's your mom. Sometimes it's your dad. Sometimes it's your sibling. Sometimes it's your significant other. You have to put those sort of things into perspective. If you are constantly dealing with in a relationship, it could be friendship, it could be your spouse, whatever the case may be, and there's no support, there's no true love and like friendship, why are you continuing to put and sow seeds into a relationship? I don't care what type of relationship that it is. That's not working. It just doesn't make sense. You know, if you have tried to make it work and it's not working and it doesn't make sense, and I'm not saying that, you know, your relationship's not working, just kick it to the curb. No, I'm not saying to kick relationships to the curb and kick friends to the curb. What I'm saying is guard yourself, guard your heart, guard your spirit, guard your mind, because those are the things that fuel you and give you hope and love and faith and all these things every day. So if people are there to toxify those things, you need to keep them at a distance or they don't need to be there at all. And that's going to be a big decision to make, and I realize that. So those are my seven things. So let's recap them really quickly. There's number one, keep your thoughts positive. Number two, surround yourself with positive people. Number three, create a clearly defined space for work and relaxation. Number four, set a goal and stick to it. Number five, treat yourself to something nice. Number six, shut off the television. Number seven, remove toxic people from your life. I'm Renee Lowe. This is the Queen's Lair. You can find us on the web, www.onyxqueenmedia.com. Feel free to email us, info@onyxqueenmedia.com. We would love to hear from you. We would love to get questions in from you. We love doing this show, and we want to bring amazing content to you guys and amazing people. We will talk to you soon.